Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
All right, so we have General Manager of Fanuc America.
Actually, Fanuc America.
Fanuc America. And yep. I've got Claude Dinsmore,
yep.
Okay, great.
Yep. And I run the product development organization for North America.
Okay.
And just 30 seconds, Fanuc's a global provider of automation. We're the world's largest manufacturer of servo motors, computer numerical control, CNCs, and then what we're bringing to the show this year is robots.
Awesome.
So we do more robots than anybody else in the industrial
when
space.
When you said you're doing servo controls and that kind of stuff, that's robots.
And that's robots. Yeah, that's the heart of a robot. The heart of the robot is going to be the servo motors, but we've grown it over the last 35 years, way beyond that.
So tell me then what's new to the show and break that down for us.
Oh, absolutely. This is our first time to CES.
Okay.
Because we've already been on the industrial side. But we're in the middle of a tremendous transition where we're seeing the inroads of consumer technology into the industrial areas. Some of the highlights we have at this year's booth is collaborative robots, power and force limited robots. Industrial robots you can safely work around. And that's typically not what you do with a large industrial robot. But
that's
we've
got
a lot of really interesting demonstrations that shows how you can interact with industrial technology, but do it on things that are other than, you know, putting a car together, for example.
I was downstairs this morning, and I saw more robotic arms down there than I've ever seen before. I probably saw a dozen robotic arms. And it's really not kind of my category, but it's just like, wow, well, look at all these robotic arms. Yeah. So you bring those pieces together with the, I assume, some AI and some other stuff?
We've got complete machine vision. We've been doing machine vision for like 35 years also. It was one of the foundations, touch sensing, force, higher level software. We integrate with web and cloud. We've got IoT products and actually edge-based products.
So where do you see this coming into our homes? What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think part of it is what we're influencing and what we're seeing is not in the home, at least for us directly, but in the things that touch you in the home. If you look and you look out, what I love coming to here, especially in this the area we're at with customers like Kohler and Google and companies that we work with every day, and we work on the backside on helping them build the products. P&G's here.
Yep.
We help them build the products that go to the consumer. We're also seeing a big inroad, and I think there's some highlighting here of sort of what we call food service or industrial service robots. And those are ones we're seeing a big upswing. So again, the robot that might help prepare your meal or help do some of the things that normally that's a low value item in a kitchen, we're starting to see a lot of growth in those areas.
I know there's been a lot of concern about that, specifically about food robots in the news, because all of a sudden the robot's taking over a job. So, but I think we're at a point now where businesses are going to be looking at automation as much as they can, because you have to pay for that robot once, and it's a wise business decision to invest in that type of technology.
Well, you've also got to get enough people who can help you and really do the work, and do the work that only a person can do. That's really what we view it. And we've been on this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, in the industrial side and the manufacturing side.
That's right.
Robots are something to help people be more effective and to get work done.
Sure.
And again, at the end of the day, you're here to solve customer problems, to produce products that people want to do. That's what we're absolutely on the forefront.
So you mentioned Kohler. I spent time in Kohler yesterday and walked through their entire apparatus. How are you helping companies like Kohler then?
Well, what we help is we help provide the automation, the robots specifically, that are used in the production of their tubs, of faucets, of basins, really the things that are going into the primary product.
Right.
Things that either are really hard for a person to do.
Because there's some precision there.
Precision assembly. We've been helping them on bathtubs for a long time, on putting the frit, which is the glazing for the porcelain. You can automate that and do a much easier, better job.
Right.
And it's a really bad environment, because if you think about it, the way they put porcelain on, it's a red hot tub.
Right.
So do you want to be standing there all day,
no,
you know, trying to sprinkle stuff on it and get a great glaze that you and I would pay for?
Yeah.
So they've moved early to automation. We've been doing that with Kohler for a long time.
Yeah.
But the idea is to one of the ideas that we have coming to CES this year is to help introduce people of sort of what's happening on the industrial side, and to listen and hear what people are doing on the consumer side. And because really what we see to a large extent is we're in a great transitional period that we can help produce things and help people produce things that solve problems in really the manufacturing space.
It makes sense, too, because I'm sure there's a lot of companies out there that have probably not considered using some robotic controls in some of their assembly processes. So that you're here and probably walk in the floor and you probably say, we can help with that. We can help with that.
Exactly.
And, you know, and oftentimes maybe that outfit hasn't grown to the size where they would even consider it. So it's kind of,
especially with all the startups and all the smaller companies, that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
For the large established companies, they're continuing to automate. It's a moving environment. So I think we're seeing a little bit of both. And again, this is a great environment to be in because the excitement, the people, the new ideas, and part of what we want to do is help participate with those new ideas because we're here to help provide help people produce solutions and build products.
I know maybe you can't talk to it because you've talked to, can you give me an example of a conversation you've had here at the show where someone was like, aha, and it maybe you can't mention the company by name, but can you generalize maybe of a conversation you've had with someone?
Well, some of the conversations, we've got a really cool demo where you talk to the robot and we've got a bin of parts, 3D vision system, and they go, and you get your choice. You ask robot, I would like a box of mints or I would like a ball. And the robot will go pick the ball or the box of mints. People look at that and they go, my gosh, I do that every day. I have a distribution system where I'd like to be able to go through and tell it, pick a part to help fill an order.
We're not
talking to Amazon. We're talking a guy who's, you know, it's a small manufacturer.
And he's got just a bin full of parts? Or... And it picks the right part out of the bin.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. It's not like it's so duplicated.
So it's got to be so well refined. So that's the thing I think we're starting to open people's eyes, that things you thought used to be Star Wars are way out there.
Yeah.
No, come on in. We'll show you how to do it. We've got robots doing pill picking.
I was in a booth, a Japanese booth, and they had a basic camera looking at the same type of thing, a bin of stuff. And it picked out each of the items. So I'm assuming... With your technology, you kind of use the same type of tech to say, okay, now that is the bag of M&Ms, or this is the, you know, again, it could be a bolt or whatever it may be.
Right. Identify it, come pick it up, and let's do something with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and we're on the edge of doing that as a technology group within robotics. But these are some of the things we're starting to see. And again, if you come to the FANUC booth, you'll see great examples that we've gamified a little bit of it. But it's really hardcore industrial technology that is now readily accessible to anybody.
Yeah, and that tech that I had saw in the Japanese booth was used for self-checkout. They were basically saying, pick it up, and it scans the thing, and you check out.
Exactly. And those are the sorts of things we're seeing.
Yeah, it's outstanding. So if people want more information about FANUC America, what's the website?
It's going to be pretty easy, www.FANUC.com.
Perfect. So, you know, and we have all kinds of folks that listen to this show. We have folks that are consumers. We got folks that are on the manufacturing side, so the wide range. So check out FANUC America. Maybe they can help you out. And if you're definitely here at the show, definitely check them out at the booth. But first place to go is that website for sure and reach out to your team.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a fantastic show, and really love the chance to participate.
And I'm glad you're here for the first time at CES, and we're excited to see what you bring to the show next year.
Fantastic.
Outstanding.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.